A pair of Frankfurt book fairs have made appropriate bookends to the long-standing Google Books lawsuit. Brought in October 2005 against Google by the Association of American Publishers and separately the Authors Guild, the suit charged copyright infringement. Today, October 4th, less than a week ahead of the 2012 Frankfurt Book Fair, the internet giant and the publishers group have announced they have reached an out-of-court settlement. Welcome, everyone, to a special edition in Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. My name is Christopher Keneally. Copyright Clearance Center has released its own statement on the announced settlement, noting that, quote, today's news not only further establishes the value of copyright, but also points to the importance of working with rights holders when undertaking mass digitization. Collaboration is key when it comes to copyright. But just as for last evening's presidential debate, many partisans of Google and AAP will continue to argue over who won and who lost. What can't be argued, though, is that publishing in 2012 inhabits a world dramatically transformed from 2005. For one thing, neither Google nor the publishers are anything like the same businesses in size or in scope. For another, the digital marketplace now threatens to overshadow the physical one. Joining me from New York City to discuss this breaking news is Andrew Albanese, features editor for Publishers Weekly. And Andrew, welcome back.
Thanks, Chris. Good to be here.
It's good to have you, and thanks for jumping on the microphone with us to share the news with our audience. And let's take that matter first of winners and losers. How do you see it? How do the parties see it? And how do the very patient followers of this case see it?
We're still working on the details at this point, but what we do know is that this lawsuit, the publisher lawsuit anyway, is gone. They've agreed to dismiss it, and they've agreed, and Google has agreed, that they're going to remove any books that publishers want removed. Now, that's virtually indistinguishable, as James Grimmelman told me, from what Google's been offering all along. So looking at it that way, this certainly seems like a win for Google on this.
But Google has its own view of things, needless to say. Let's start with them. There are statements, and you may have spoken with some people at Google. What's their take?
Their take is that this is going to be good for everybody. That's always been their take. When they first started the program, they always have argued that this was going to be good for everybody, making these books discoverable. But now that they have the Google Bookstore, their take is that they're going to be able to sweep a lot of these books into the Google Bookstore. And all of these books that were once out of print and earning no money for anybody are suddenly going to become assets for publishers. And I think that really was the animating factor in finally agreeing to settle this for publishers. I think the time was right. I think it made sense. In fact, some can argue that it made sense to settle this a long time ago. In fact, we can debate whether or not the suit ever should have been filed if we were going to settle it for the same terms that Google's always going to have been offering. But it's important to remember that 7 years ago when this was filed was a different world. Things have really changed. And now, 7 years later, we can see that the chaos that publishers once predicted was going to happen if Google was allowed to keep scanning and indexing hasn't happened. You know, the sky hasn't fallen despite all of the scanning. And at the same time, e-commerce has exploded. We have a proliferation of e-readers and platforms, things that didn't exist in 2005. So I think rightly for publishers that they're now focused less on the scanning and use of these out-of-print books and more focused on the commerce that can happen now, the e-book landscape going forward.
Andrew, this is a private settlement between the parties, so we don't have all the details, but we know some of the basics. Opt-out is a critical part of all of this, and it's also critical, I understand, that the publishers can obtain copies of these scans. Can you tell us briefly what those terms are?
Yeah, the copies of the scans is actually very interesting. So originally when Google had done all this scanning, they pretty tightly controlled what was going to happen with those scans. They owned them. They claimed ownership of those scans. Now, you remember it was controversial when they gave copies of these things to the libraries. But now the publishers under this deal are going to get, if they request it, a copy of their scanned book from Google. And that saves publishers the expense, obviously, of having to go make their own scans of these out-of-print works that aren't making any money and may not make make any money for them. And they can do anything they want with these scans, pretty much. They're going to have ownership of them, so they can make them searchable in other search engines, which wasn't the case when it was just Google scans, or they can publish digital editions using these scans too. So getting copies of these books is something that the publishers did get out of this deal. As for the opt-out, that's a critical part of this. You'll remember when the publishers first filed suit, they asked for a declaration that Google's activity was copyright infringement and an injunction stopping this. And basically, they argued that this would turn copyright on its head, because copyright is basically you have to ask permission to do something rather than have the copyright owner ask to be taken out of something. So this was really a core battle for publishers. They were really upset about this at the time. And in the end, they just they walked away from it.
Well, you know, since we don't know the financial terms, we're really only speculating about what kind of numbers are involved. But one thing seems pretty clear. If they are obtaining, the publishers are obtaining the copies of these files, that's a pretty significant expense, one would imagine.
It could be, yes. Now, the other thing I want to point out about the copies and all of this, too, is that, and especially with the Google Play and the Google Bookstore, is just because these scans are now in the Google database, the publishers might allow their scans to be in the Google database, does not automatically mean that they're going to be for sale in the Google Bookstore. And this actually hints at a bigger battle that's to come now. And that's between authors and publishers, because a lot of these out-of-print books that Google has scanned don't have digital rights clauses. It's going to be very unclear between the author and the publisher who actually owns the right to the ebooks. So if publishers want to exploit these scans that Google has made in the Google Bookstore, they're going to have to go back and sort out their own right situations with their authors.
Right. Well, that's another big job ahead for publishers. We are talking with Andrew Albanese, features editor at Publishers Weekly, about the settlement announced today in the so-called Google Books lawsuit. The AAP, the Association of American Publishers, and Google have announced they have settled the case, dismissing the case, and effectively agreeing to disagree, was how Tom Allen put it. And we are here at Copyright Clearance Center, Andrew, so perhaps you can explain to our audiences that there has been no really sort of definitive statement made regarding whether this was infringing or not. They've kind of left that unanswered.
I think they've rightly decided that this is not a principle that they want to have litigated in court, which of course is not the case when it comes to the Authors Guild side of this equation. So even though publishers and Google have decided that, you know, they can work better together as partners than as litigants here, and that this fair use principle doesn't need to be litigated, that there is room for disagreement, perhaps, the case is still ongoing with the Authors Guild, and that case is still very hot. Even though it's now, the Authors Guild case has now stayed awaiting an appeal on Judge Denny Chin's decision to certify that case as a class action, the fair use case is still very much up for adjudication there. And it's also up for adjudication in a parallel case in which the Authors Guild has sued the HathiTrust, which is a collection of research libraries that used all of these Google scans to create this sort of dark archive that made all of these out of books searchable. So the fate of this Google corpus and the fate of the scans that the HathiTrust now holds are still in the hands of the court, at least for now.
Right. And remind us briefly, Andrew, of the schedule with regard to the Authors Guild case. So what happens next there?
Well, with the Authors Guild case, we're pretty much on an indefinite hiatus until the appeals court comes back with a ruling on this. And we have no indication that the appeals court is going to hurry this up. So it could be they're going to operate at their own leisurely pace. For the Authors Guild suit against the HathiTrust, that case is now fully briefed and is in the hands of another judge on the same court as Chin is now sitting by designation, which is the Southern District in Manhattan. So you do have two courts that could be ruling on the same question at some point. But Judge Baer is prepared to issue a ruling on motions for summary judgment at any point. And something tells me, given the way my luck is going, he's probably going to do it while I'm in Germany at the Frankfurt Book Fair next week. Yeah.
Well, if he does do it, then we will be hearing about it from Andrew Albanese, who joins us at least every week and now on special occasions at Beyond the Book, Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. Andrew Albanese, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Chris.
And again, recapping the news, the Association of American Publishers and Google today announced they have settled their long-running litigation over Google's library book scanning program. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thank you so much for joining us. Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, find Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at the Copyright Clearance Center website, copyright.com. Just click on Beyond the Book. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. Thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.